It's really incredible just how quiet it is here in our spacious Kaecheung studio. Because on top of our usual small yet high quality studio audience, there is an awful lot of people here.
Quite a few.
Isn't that right, Nick?
That is exactly right. More than usual tonight.
Yeah. Let me backtrack a bit. I'm Steve Cato, and I'm here with Nicholas Miller, my co-host on The Talking Show on Kaecheung Radio, every Wednesday night, more or less, at midnight. And on top of our regular live studio audience, there are an awful lot of guests here.
Yeah. Those loyal listeners out there will remember that we're usually a monologue sort of show. Not tonight, folks. Not tonight.
Just to sift through some of the confusion here, most of these guests are here with famous conceptual artist Lawrence Wiener. He arrived in his Wienermobile just a minute or so ago, and I didn't realize how many people could fit in a Wienermobile. So to help him with his talking, he's brought some guests from Europe with him, from Holland, from France, from Germany, really sort of a whole European Union of guests here with Mr. Wiener. And at the same time, sort of a double booking with an architecture conference, which was in town, and they got tickets to see the show, but there was some misunderstanding. The architects were being, you know, the Architectural Association of America, the AAA, they had invited their conference guests out to an evening of entertainment, but they misunderstood and are now here to talk as well. So we've got some very notable architects, Philip Johnson amongst them, Eero Saarinen as well, famous Finno-American architect. We're just going to have to muddle through here today. There is an awful lot happening.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Steve, I'm going to jump in here for a second and go ahead and apologize. The booking thing was mostly my fault. Mostly. But, you know, there was a little breakdown in communication, as they say. Some text messages and some emails were thrown back and forth, and maybe we didn't see eye to eye on everything. But you wouldn't believe some of the words that came out of these architects' mouths when I tried to explain the misunderstanding. I mean, some really strange words.
Lorna at the desk is tearing her hair out. Guest passes versus audience passes. It's just chaos. So let's get started.
Some object.
Is there a justification for the
sometime
mass?
Found.
In relation to quantity
within
regardless
the context of
quality. Within the context
of
undoelmatigheid.
Nothing to lose.
In relation to quantity.
Is it really a question of
place?
Gains and losses?
Put. Met in
within a
material
relationship.
What then is the viability?
Having been. What is done
what
with
then
the
is the viability?
Is there a justification
nothing
for the mass?
Nothing to lose. Is
a does one collect
in
for
relation to
pool
and place?
One
make
object.
To appear for them.
It depends
on
nothing
found.
To lose,
except and
within
the context of effectiveness.
Niets aan verloren.
Seem to want them.
Niets aan verloren.
This one.
Niets verloren.
She wasn't as bad as could be expected.
In
tot zet in
the journey is verplaatst
zijn
op
de plat vlak.
It's more a matter of
if you contain things, what then is left
to
maken hebben met.
If you contain things, what then is right. Good manners grow in good food.
With
a relation
to
an apple is
called
an
and
betrekking
tot the named apple is written down inside
the
list.
Nothing to lose. Niets aan verloren.
Is that associated with
the
materials?
Zijn op met een betrekking tot
winst
en
in relation to an increase in quantity regardless of quality.
In betrekking tot kwantiteit ongeacht kwaliteit.
Often found
nothing.
Within the
did
context
you really
to
come to Amsterdam
to make
things
often found
nothing.
Within the context of effectiveness.
Large.
As
all much as you can
within the context of
from large to minor. All from large
from
to small.
To minor.
From
major to minor.
From
minor to minor. groot from small to large, from klein naar groot, in relation to the minor, quantity regardless of quality, in betrekking tot een toeneming in quantiteit ongeacht kwaliteit, small within the context of the fact to minor, binnen de context van voorgesteld alsof, some object, in betrekking tot settings en plaatsen, sometime found, in plaatsen, within the context of effectiveness, te maken in de context van de not having a reasonable relation
if only within a material
it becomes really a question of show and tell indien binnen een materiële verhouding
all about a body of matter
allemaal over een stuk materie
within the context of gains and losses
when one passes binnen de context van winst en verlies
within a context of gains and losses they seem
binnen
to want
een context van winst en verlies
this one having been all placed she wasn't as bad as man. Could expect nothing
allemaal
to lose
over
the journey is from here to there
with
the relation to gains and
if you contain things what then is less
nothing
you
contain things, what then is right?
Good materiale
manners mean good food.
Having to
an apple is called,
nothing
met.
To lose. Because
the
apple is written down inside the apple.
Nothing to lose if you want.
Niets aan verloren als zetten en plaatsen van maken.
An apple is called an apple.
Because the name apple is written down inside the apple.
Is there a rechtvaardiging voor de
niet te maken hebben met waardevermindering.
Opgetild.
Lowered.
Neergelaten.
Put.
Gezet.
And
value. And
placed.
Geplaatst.
Not having to do with depreciation.
Utilization niet te maken value. Hebben met waardevermindering.
Not having a reasonable relation to.
Niet een redelijke betrekking hebben tot.
And what's nothing reasonable?
Gained.
Niets gewonnen. Voorgesteld alsof. Een bepaald
voordeel. Made to appear
sometimes
as surplus
eens voorgesteld alsof.
Within the context of
want
usefulness.
Binnen de context van de matigheid.
Een voorwerp.
Nothing to lose.
In relation to value. In betrekking tot waarde.
Is it less?
In relation to surplus value.
Nothing.
In betrekking tot meerwaarde.
Wat is dan
in
relation to value?
Is there a justification
for the
matter? Is er een rechtvaardiging voor de object?
All the body of matter.
One
object.
All. About the
body. In addition to a contract that's very often called
right
nothing. Nothing.
From large to small, in the context of the mind,
major to minor,
all about the body of matter,
allemaal
over een stuk materie,
in betrekking tot
niets aan verloren als,
nothing to
lose in
waarde,
niets aan verloren als,
waar is dan de toepasbaarheid?
In relation to quantity,
in betrekking tot kwantiteit,
in relation to quality,
in betrekking tot kwaliteit,
in relation to quantity regardless of quality,
in betrekking tot kwantiteit ongeacht kwaliteit.
One, an object.
Aim
does one collect
voorheen.
When one passes
having
go? Been placed upon
it depends
a plane.
On the plaats zijn op een platvlak.
They seem
in
to relation to an increase in quantity regardless of quality.
In betrekking tot kwantiteit,
raised,
opgetild,
wide
lowered,
neergelaten. If you contain nothing
gained,
niets
gewonnen,
nothing
lost,
niets verloren,
one object,
een apple
is of een van minor naar
written down groot
is there a justification for
the
mass? Is er een rechtvaardiging voor de massa? Is there a justification for the mass? Binnen een materiële
quantity
regardless of quality.
Voorgesteld als
where then is the validity?
Made to appear as.
In voorgesteld quantity.
In relation to put in place.
In betrekking tot zetten en plaatsen.
A material
put in
relationship.
Zetten en plaatsen.
Having been.
Having to do with.
Te maken hebben met.
Having had to do with.
Nothing te maken gehad hebben met.
If only within a material relationship.
And alleen indien binnen materiële
verhouding. A body of matter.
Nothing
depends
allemaal
on what you
over een stuk materie.
Within the context of gains and losses.
Binnen de context van winst en verlies.
Within a context of gains and losses.
Binnen een context van winst en verlies.
Having been placed.
Geplaatst zijn.
Does one collect when one passes go?
It depends on the price of winst en verlies.
Nothing lost.
Niets verloren.
Nothing to lose if.
Niets aan verloren als.
Niets aan verloren. If.
Niets aan verloren als.
Nothing to lose if.
Niets aan verloren als.
Niets verloren.
Van major naar minor. In betrekking tot zetten en
plaatsen. Does one collect when one passes go? Is there a justification
on the price? Met betrekking tot winst en verlies.
Raised.
Te maken hebben met.
Lowered.
Te maken gehad hebben met.
Put.
Gezet.
Binnen een materiële verhouding.
Niets geplaatst.
Not having
a
choice of action.
Binnen de context van doelmatigheid.
Nothing from.
Small to large.
with a relation to gains to and losses,
from small to large,
needs,
do you
what
think
then is the viability of
dan
needs,
de gewonnen,
is needs, there a justification verloren, for the mass,
van, is er een rechtvaardiging voor de massa,
van, all about the body van, of
matter, minuur, voorgesteld alsof,
één voorbeeld,
over een stuk materie,
vaak gevonden,
aan verloren, gewonnen,
binnen de context,
kleiner,
voorgesteld alsof,
aan verloren,
gewonnen,
voorgesteld in betrekking tot
kleiner,
gewonnen,
een kleiner, gewonnen,
major naar
minder,
voorgesteld alsof,
over
betrekking tot
waarde,
in relation to surplus,
gewonnen,
in betrekking tot meer,
kleiner, groot,
in relation to value,
in betrekking tot waarde,
in betrekking tot kwantiteit,
ongeacht
object.
Enige de voorwerpen. From minor to major. Van mineur naar major. From large to small. Van groot naar klein.
All about the body of matter.
Allemaal over een stuk materie.
Niets aan verloren als.
Nothing to lose if.
Niets aan verloren als.
Race.
What does one collect when one passes go?
Depends on the price.
Nothing gained. Niets gewonnen. Nothing lost. Niets verloren.
One object.
Eén
voorwerp.
Binnen
een
materiële verhouding.
Vaak gevonden.
An apple is called.
Is there justification?
Name apple is written down inside
in relation to put in place.
In betrekking tot zetten en plaatsen.
Put in place.
Zetten en plaatsen.
Having to do with.
Te maken hebben met.
Having had to do with.
Te maken gehad hebben met.
If only within a material relationship.
Alleen indien binnen een materiële verhouding.
She wasn't as bad as could be expected.
Allemaal over een stuk materie.
What do you want?
Within the context of gains and losses.
Binnen de context van winst en verlies.
Depends upon
within
the context of gains and losses.
Binnen de context van winst en verlies.
Having been placed.
Geplaatst.
Good manners. Ruined good.
Niets aan verloren.
Voorgesteld alsof.
Gains and losses.
Made to appear as.
Winst en verlies.
Voorgesteld alsof.
An apple is called
an object.
Because
in
an apple is written down.
In relation to value. In betrekking tot waarde.
In relation to surplus value.
Gained. In betrekking tot meerwaarde.
Small to large.
In relation to value.
Major to minor.
In betrekking tot waarde.
Appear as.
Some.
About the body of matter.
Enige.
To
the.
Voorwerpen.
Van minor to major,
van
minor naar
major,
van
large to small,
van large to small,
van
groot naar klein. All about the body of matter.
Niets aan
allemaal over
niets
een stuk materie.
Niets, verloren.
Niets aan verloren als. Nothing to lose in. Niets aan verloren als.
Eens gevonden.
Raised. Opgetild.
Binnen
lower.
De context van
neergelaten. Nothing gained.
Niets
gewonnen. Nothing lost.
Niets verloren.
One object.
What then is the
één voorwerp.
Wat is dan
often found.
Is there a justification for the mass?
Is there a justification for the mass? Is er een rechtvaardiging voor de massa?
Often found.
Vaak gevonden.
Is there a justification for the mass?
Nothing
relation
to quantity.
Nothing regardless
of quality.
From small to large.
From major to minor.
In relation to
quantity
and
place.
All about the body.
Where is something in the
nothing
to
relationship,
nothing gained,
having been,
quantiteit.
What then is the viability,
in betrekking tot kwaliteit,
nothing
in relation
to, lose
to quantity
if.
Regardless of quality,
in betrekking tot kwantiteit, ongeacht kwaliteit,
made
one
to appear,
één, een voorwerp,
nothing
having
to lose,
been placed upon a plane.
Geplaatst zijn op een plat vlak.
In relation to an increase in quantity regardless
does one collect when one passes go?
It depends on the price of
often
X and
found
apples.
Within the context of effectiveness.
Vaak gevonden binnen de context
the journey is from
de
here to there.
Allemaal over een stuk materie.
From major to
she
minor,
wasn't as bad
from
as could
large
be
to small.
Van minor naar major.
An apple is called an apple
because the name
some
apple is written down in
the
voorwerpen.
Niets aan verloren
zijn.
Niets verloren.
Niets gewonnen.
Binnen een materiële
verhouding. Tot zetten en plaatsen.
Geplaatst zijn.
An apple is called an apple.
Met een betrekking voor
de
winst
apple is written down
inside
the apple.
In betrekking tot zetten
en plaatsen.
Binnen een materiële verhouding. Niets aan verloren.
With
a relation to gains and losses.
Met een betrekking tot winst en verlies.
Only if within
nothing to lose. Niets aan verloren.
Met
een relation to gains and
all about
losses.
The body of matter.
Met een betrekking tot winst en verlies.
Within the context
often
of
found within the context of effectiveness.
vaak gevonden binnen de context van doelmatigheid. From major to minor, from major to minor, from small to large, from klein to large, in relation to being as a quantity regardless of matter. In betrekking tot een toeneming in kwantiteit ongeacht within the context of effectiveness, binnen de context van doelmatigheid. Some object lost, een bepaald voorwerp, sometime found, eens gevonden, within the context of effectiveness, binnen de context van doelmatigheid. Not having a reasonable relation to, niet een redelijke betrekking hebben tot, small, all about the body of matter, allemaal een stuk materie, small, niet te maken, only if, within a material relationship, alleen indien binnen een materiële verhouding, niets gevonden, having to do some with, object, een bepaald voorwerp,
sometime found,
eens gevonden,
within the context of effectiveness,
binnen de context van doelmatigheid,
nothing to lose,
niets aan verloren,
with a relation to gains and losses.
Met een betrekking tot
does one collect when one passes go?
Voorgesteld als een prijs of made to appear as. Voorgesteld als een apple is called an apple. Because the name apple is written down inside the apple. In relation to value. In betrekking tot waarde. In relation to surplus value. In betrekking tot meerwaarde. In relation to value. In betrekking tot waarde. In betrekking tot meerwaarde. It depends on the price of enige de voorwerpen. From minor to major. From minor naar major. From large to small. Van groot naar klein. All about the body of matter. Allemaal over een stuk materie. Niets aan verloren als. Nothing to lose if. Niets aan verloren als. To appear as. Opgetild. Body lowered. Neergelaten. Nothing gained. Niets gewonnen. In nothing lost, niets verloren, one object, één voorwerp, vaak gevonden binnen de context van doelmatigheid. Is there a justification for the mass? Materie. Is er een rechtvaardiging voor de massa? Voorgesteld alsof, vaak gevonden binnen de context van doelmatigheid. Voorgesteld allemaal alsof over een stuk one, materie. An object, één, een voorwerp, in relation to value, in betrekking tot waarde, in relation to surplus value, in betrekking tot meerwaarde, in relation to value, in betrekking tot waarde, some, de objects, enige de voorwerpen, from minor to major, from minor naar major, from large to small, van groot naar klein, it depends on the price of the apple, allemaal over een stuk materie, niets aan verloren als, an apple is called nothing to lose, because the name apple is written down inside the apple, opgetild, lowered, neergelaten, nothing gained, niets gewonnen, nothing lost. An apple is called an apple because the name apple is written down inside the apple, often found, niet vaak gevonden. Is there justification for the mass? Is er een rechtvaardiging voor de massa? Niets aan verloren als. Voorgesteld als. Niets aan verloren als. May do appear as. Niets aan verloren als. Voorgesteld als of. One. Een object, één, een voorwerp, in relation to value, in betrekking tot waarde, in relation to surplus value, neergelaten,
put,
gezet,
and,
en,
placed,
geplaatst,
not having to do
raised, opgetild, lowered, neergelaten,
not having a reasonable
nothing gained, niets gewonnen, nothing lost, niets verloren, niets gewonnen,
one object,
één bepaald voorwerp,
sometime often found,
eens gevonden,
within the context of effectiveness.
An apple is raised, called an apple tilt, because the lowered, name apple is written down in nothing gained, niets gewonnen, nothing lost, niets verloren.
What then is the viability?
One object, één voorwerp, often found.
I believe the great trend in materials of architecture is towards what I call the strength-weight ratio, the lowering of the weight of a material with respect to the strength. Well, I think it all ties in with making available better buildings and a higher standard of building for more people. as we see it today out here, industrial buildings have become packaged commodities now of standardized design. And I think that is a great aspect of our economy, because it's the only way we can raise, for most people, raise the standard of architecture through the same technique that we use in our food and our clothing, our transportation, and so forth. And I believe that we're going to go a step further than modular parts. I think the building is going to become the module. We're going to, that will not be long before we have standard modular buildings that can be adapted to any space use. Our requirements in building spaces have become standardized by the very social development of this country. For instance, they design automobiles that meet the needs of 90% of the people, suits of clothes, dresses, and so forth. The same things happened in architecture. No, they found 90% of the people want the same space requirements. There's a common denominator that meets a very high percentage. Same in schools. It's the same in hospitals. It's the same in industrial work. It's the same in apartment buildings. It's the same in office buildings. The important thing is how little the differences are. It's going to make planning possible, because you can't plan unless you have a basic unit with which you plan. The planning cities will be realized. Pre-designed buildings will give unity to whole communities. Variety within this unity, tremendous variety, no limitation, and yet a complete order, the order that you have in the cities of Europe, in which the vocabulary was the same, but it was expressed in many, many ways, the basic elements, and you sense the unity in the towns, which appeals to anyone. We have no unity today. Just drive up any of our streets. And the idea that there can't be variety with unity is entirely wrong. There can't be, there's only chaos without it.
New York's Gordon Bunshaf, partner in charge of design at Skidmore, Owings & Merrill, thought,
in this country, buildings are no longer being built to last 500 years. There are no longer monuments that are built, and that the interior's purposes change with each generation, such as some of the structures in Paris and London. Today, the economics of our civilization and the increasing requirements of comfort, technical comfort, demanded by the people, are making buildings obsolete 20 to 25 years. This change, I think, is going to have a basic effect eventually on the design and theories of architecture. As far as the technical aspects of development, there's no question that we must develop a method of building these buildings precisely, lightly, and quickly. And this, of course, leads to prefabrication. Today, the buildings are primarily being built as they were 40 years ago. Just the skins are different, but the basics construction is the same. Tons of cement, tons of water, tons of sand, tons of bricks are moved up and down structures the same old way they did when they built the Woolworth Building.
Philip Johnson in New York and Errol Saarinen in Detroit had parallel and pertinent things to say about the great masters of modern architecture.
Three great works. I would pick the three as the Marseille apartments of Le Corbusier, Taliesin West of Wright, and the 860 Lakeshore Drive Towers of Mies van der Rohe. Now, the first, the Marseille apartments, why? Because he carries as far as possible aesthetic experimentation in the modern style. The modern style of architecture is one in which we emphasize the weightlessness, the lightness, the inherent characteristic of skeleton construction. Corbusier has carried that much further than anybody else by holding the building up on great expressive hands, almost expressionistic. And then above it, he has a reticulation. He's carried his glass back not to make this eternal flat skin effect that all modern buildings in New York seem to get by trying to keep the outer walls thin for economic reasons. He's pushed them way back 20 feet sometimes to keep the hollow honeycomb-like effect of the entire building. Then, thirdly and most important, he's carried sculptural effects on the roof materials to such a degree that if you were just to consider it large sculpture, it would still count. It does seem to me there's no contradiction between architecture and sculpture. An architect has a perfect right to make sculptural forms out of his needs, as Corbusier does out of his chimneys, to make an expressive unity to bind the whole composition together against the sky.
Corbu gave it form. You know, he is the Bible of the form of modern architecture, and his books are like the sketches of Leonardo da Vinci, and Gropius rightly refers to him as the Leonardo da Vinci of our time. So this terrific inventiveness, he can almost take any theme and by dramatization and emphasis of that make a whole architecture out of it, and in that way sort of find form more or less in the functional, but don't think of him as one that finds the form alone in the functional, because basically it's in his heart. Buildings like Marseille are, to me, very, very strong influences. Here for 20 or 30 years, we've made thinner and thinner sticks and so forth, more or less on the basis of Corbu. Then he comes along and makes sort of an elephantine, strong, massive building like that, and a complete reversal of a trend. To me personally, the interesting lessons I get from him is every problem has its own solution. And architecture is not just a mold, a formula to be found, but it's sort of a whole way of thinking. And also the plastic form that he brings in relation to geometric form or to the crystalline form are all, you know, fields that we haven't begun to explore yet. Sculpture is fine, but don't ever forget structure. And that's where Mies comes in. So much of Corbu's architecture was really arrived at from the painting, from the Cubist painting world, that in his work, the structural quality of the building is not emphasized and, when imitated, often forgotten. But with Mies, who came here late in life, absorbed America during the war years, and then his work bloomed into a great number of buildings. And all with this very, very strong, Spartan, almost religious belief in structure, I see it almost a continuation of the Gothic, Billy, Leduc, Berlage, Sullivan, Mies. The principle and the belief that structure is the important thing that influences structures, that the use of a building can change, but the structure always stays. There are many ways of being influenced by Mies, and many have said that General Motors is the project where I've been most influenced by him. I would say that I've been most influenced by Mies in the MIT auditorium, not by his form, but by his principles. You know, whether you use concrete or steel, or whether you use a box or a dome, those are details. But the principle of making structure the dominant element in architecture and letting the functional ones fit in and be controlled by the structural ones to a degree is a Mies principle.
Mies knows all about building. He knows before he puts a line to paper how it's going to look. But he also knows what's possible. He also knows what you have to admit is going to have to be put in the building before you do it. And then he realizes more than that. He realizes what civilization we're in. You can't repeat Marseille. Who is going to be able to build something of the processional incredibleness of Taliesin West? But everyone can, and mostly does, build apartment houses. And the patterns which he has developed for sheathing the skeleton building is the first Yes, it certainly is the first step in this economic problem, cum architectural problem, since Sullivan, who first used verticality to organize multi-story buildings. It's amusing to realize that the multi-story building is quite a new problem in architecture. Sullivan was the first to grapple with it. Richardson only built buildings 5 or 6 stories high that were still blown up one-story houses. That warehouse, the Marshall Field warehouse, is a one-story building. But the Wainwright is a skyscraper. And the Wainwright thesis of the base, the vertical columns, the pilasters almost, and the heavy cornice have been copied ever since, because it is the logical way to sheathe a multi-story building. If it goes up, it's with vertical emphasis. Mies, of course, doesn't know this. He's never seen any Sullivan work. It's a pure accident, but it isn't an accident because the problem is the same. That Mies solves in the technique of our day what Sullivan solved in the technique of his. And that is a basic pattern from which it is extremely difficult to diverge. Many of us have tried to say, well, now look, I just mustn't have those exposed mullions that create that wonderful impression at 860. But the more you try to make a building cheap, and the more you try to make it expressive, the more closely to 860 you're going to end up. Taliesin West, of course, is quite a different matter. Frank Lloyd Wright belongs to the ages. There, I think, the essence of his house is the human element, the procession through the building. I once counted the turns that you make. You approach the building till you get into what he calls the cove. And the number of turns, I think, was 45. Now, he is playing with you as you walk through that space. He stops your car, as any good architect should, 200 or 300 feet from the entrance. It doesn't rain enough to make any difference. But then you start down the steps, up the steps, to the left, to the right, down along a very long pergola, and you turn to the right to get out onto that famous prow, and you take those few steps down onto the magnificent view that you've been concealed. It's been concealed from you for 200 or 300 feet of walking. Okay? Then you see Arizona stretched out as he meant it to you. And then you turn and go into the little tent room where the man, of course, understands light better than anybody in the world, and he has this tent light that trickles, filters down through into this private room before he opens any flaps. You're just bathed in this canvas light. Then when he opens the flap onto the little secret garden, you say, I can't, there are no more surprises. There can't be any more unfolding of spaces. But there are. And you get into this private courtyard with the green grass and the falling water, which I notice he's just changed. He now has a series of round circular pads surrounding the seat. And then you finally get into the cove, and just when you're used to Frank Lloyd Wright's 6-foot ceiling, it has a 14-foot ceiling. And the fireplace runs the full length of the building. There are no windows all of a sudden, and no canvas. You're entirely enclosed in the middle of this experience. And by the time you get there, you've realized that you've been handled and twisted much as a symphony will until you get to the crisis. That, perhaps, is not even architecture in the same sense that the Corbusier building is, but they both have something to tell later architects.
Wright has given us the greatest inspiration about use of space, has also shown us the plastic form of architecture, architecture in relation to nature, architecture in relation to the material, and to a certain degree to structure. And he has shown us also the dramatization of architecture, which I think is a very important thing. You know, some try in their work be influenced by him directly. I could never do that, and I think that's wrong. His influence on one is and should be much more not through the form itself, but through the philosophy, the principles, and maybe enthusiasm behind his forms. And I think it may well be that 50 years from now we will sort of feel him stronger amongst us than right now. We live too close to him now. That is the way I look at Wright, and I think of Wright as the greatest living architect. Well, I might add one little thing to that, that so much of Wright's forms are really of quite a different era, and the young architect and the student who isn't aware of that sort of slides right into that, and wrongly so. But boy, don't ever underestimate right. Then right hasn't really been integrated into architecture yet. And I think that's the wisest statement I've said today. And I think Wright's contribution has not yet been integrated into modern architecture.
Some object.
Is there a justification for the
mess? Sometime found.
In relation to quantity regardless of quality. Within the context of
effectiveness. Nothing to lose.
In relation to quantity.
With a relation to gains and losses. Put
met een betrekking tot winst en relationship.
Is it eenvoudig om
the
viability?
What is then the viability?
Is there a justification nothing for the mass?
Nothing to lose. Is there a rechtvaardiging for the mass?
All about a body and
dus niet altijd even eenvoudig om gewoon een voorwerp.
Often
nothing
found,
to lose. Vaak gevonden. Niets aan verloren.
Does one collect when one passes go?
Niets ontvang je als je langs afkomt. In betrekking tot
niets waarde. Iets kopen voor een appel en een ei.
In betrekking tot
zij schijnen dat te willen.
Zijn op een
deze hier. Met een ze was niet zo slecht als je wel zou denken. De reis voert van hier naar daar. Als je de dingen bevat, wat is er dan nog over? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan links? Als je de dingen bevat. Wat is dan juist? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan rechts? Goede manieren verpesten lekker eten. Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
In betrekking tot kwantiteit, ongeacht kwaliteit.
Often found within the context of effectiveness.
Vaak often found within the context of effectiveness. Allemaal vaak gevonden binnen de context van doelmatigheid.
From
major to minor,
van minor
van
major naar minor,
van groot naar
from
klein,
small to large,
some
van klein naar groot.
In relation to an increase in quantity regardless of quality,
zijn.
In betrekking tot een toeneming in kwantiteit,
ongeacht
kwaliteit,
gewonnen,
niets in de context of effectiveness,
klein
in de context van voorgesteld als of
van,
in relation to
voorgesteld als of
allemaal,
found,
en plaats, within the context of
effectiveness,
te maken in de context van de
maatregelen.
Niets hebben een niet een redelijke betrekking hebben indien binnen de materiële
verhouding,
allemaal over een stuk materie.
Within the context of gains and losses.
Allemaal.
Binnen de context
van
winst en verlies.
Niets.
Within the context of gains and losses.
Niets. Binnen een context van winst en verlies.
Klein naar groot.
All about the body of matter. Allemaal over een stuk materie.
With a relation to gains and losses.
Only if within
a
material relationship.
Nothing lost.
Alleen niets verloren.
Binnen een materiële verhouding.
Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel omgeschreven staat.
Verloren als maken gehad hebben met.
Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
Niet zo klein verloren als.
Is there a justification
not having to
for the
do
mass?
With depreciation,
is rechtvaardiging
niet
voor de
te maken hebben met waardevermindering,
opgetild,
lowered.
Neergelaten.
Een appel heet
gezet.
Appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
Niet te maken hebben met waardevermindering.
Not having a reasonable relation to.
Niet een redelijke betrekking hebben tot.
Nothing gained.
Niets gewonnen.
Als je de dingen bevat, wat is er dan nog over? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan links? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan juist? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan rechts?
In relation to surplus value. In betrekking tot meerwaarde.
Wat is dan de
in relation to building?
In betrekking tot waarde.
Is er een rechtvaardiging voor de massa?
Object.
Enige de voorwerpen.
Eén
voorwerp.
From minor to major.
Dat is soms
van minor naar major.
Niet.
From large to small. Van groot naar klein.
Niet.
Verloren.
Klein
naar groot.
Van
allemaal
over stuk
materie.
In betrekking tot
niets aan verloren.
Voorgesteld als.
Nothing to lose.
Overeenstuk met
niets aan verloren
als.
Niet
gewoon in relation to quantity.
Van
in betrekking tot kwaliteit.
Vraag je daarom
waar
is dan
niets
in betrekking tot kwaliteit?
Gewoon
in
to quantity regardless of verloren.
In betrekking tot kwantiteit.
Klein naar groot.
Van
klein naar groot.
One an object.
Eén een voorwerp.
Echt waar?
Having been placed upon a plane.
Geplaatst zijn op een plat vlak.
In relation to an does one collect when one passes go?
Ontvang je als je langs afkomt?
Race.
Iets kopen voor een appel en een ei. Zij schijnen dat te willen.
Nothing gained.
Deze hier.
Gevonden.
Ze was niet zo slecht als je
niet
wel zou denken.
Over.
Want de reis voert van hier naar daar.
Of als je de dingen bevat, wat is er dan nog over? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is er dan links? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan juist? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan rechts?
Voorgesteld als Berlin is de quantity.
In relation to put in place.
In betrekking tot zetten en plaatsen.
Put in place.
Zetten en plaatsen.
Having been. Having to do with.
Te maken hebben met.
Having had to do with.
Nothing te maken gehad hebben met.
Goede manieren verpesten lekker eten.
Alleen indien binnen een materiële verhouding.
All about a body of matter.
Nothing. Allemaal over een stuk materie.
Within the context of gains and losses.
Binnen de context van winst en verlies.
Within a context of gains and losses.
Binnen een context van winst en verlies.
Having been placed.
Geplaatst zijn.
Nothing to lose.
Niets aan verloren.
With a relation to gains and losses.
Met een betrekking tot winst en verlies.
Nothing
een
lost.
Appel heet niets appel, verloren. Omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
Nothing
niets
to lose
verloren.
If.
Niets aan verloren.
Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
In betrekking tot zetten en plaatsen.
Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
Raised.
Te maken hebben met.
Lowered.
Deze hier.
Gezet binnen een materiële verhouding.
Niet
plaats.
Deze hier.
With a relation to gains and losses. Niet te maken met waardevermindering. Met een betrekking tot winst en verlies. Niet een redelijke betrekking hebben tot verloren. With a relation to gains and losses. Met een betrekking tot winst en verlies.
Eens materie bedoel je?
Within the context of effectiveness.
Binnen de context van doelmatigheid.
Nothing to lose.
Niets aan verloren.
Herhaling.
With a relation to gains and losses.
Zij was niet zo slecht als je wel zou denken.
What then is the viability?
Wat is dan de toepasbaarheid?
Is there a justification for the mass?
Is er een rechtvaardiging voor de massa?
All about a body of matter. One object.
Eén voorwerp.
Often found.
Vaak iets kopen voor een appel en een ei.
Binnen de context van doelmatigheid.
Voorgesteld
in
alsof.
To value.
Made to appear as.
In relation to
voorgesteld
value.
In betrekking tot meerwaarde.
One, an object.
In betrekking tot waarde.
Een voorwerp.
Where then is the viability?
In relation to value.
In betrekking tot waarde.
In relation to surplus.
To lose.
In betrekking tot meerwaarde.
Nothing. Lost.
From
small to large.
From
major to minor. To appear as.
All.
About a body of matter. To lose,
nothing.
From gain,
minor to major.
From
small to large, from major to minor.
From large
from small to large,
nothing.
To lose,
all nothing.
Gain,
nothing.
All lost,
from
small to large,
from
major to minor.
Made
to appear as,
to all lose.
About a body of matter.
Nothing.
To lose,
nothing.
Gained,
from
small to large, from major to minor. From small to large,
nothing. Gain,
nothing.
To lose,
nothing.
Gain.
Verloren.
Nothing
lost
one from
small to large,
from
major to minor,
made
to appear as
all
about a body of matter.
Nothing
to lose,
nothing
gained
from
small to large, from major to minor.
Put in place. Zetten en plaatsen.
Een appel heet appel omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
If only within a material relationship.
Alleen indien binnen een materiële verhouding.
All about a body of matter.
Allemaal over een stuk materie.
Within the context of gains and losses.
Binnen de context van winst en verlies.
Within a context of gains and losses.
Binnen een context van winst en verlies.
Having been placed.
Geplaatst zijn.
Nothing to
ze was niet zo slecht als je wel zou denken.
Voorgesteld alsof.
To gains and losses.
Made to appear as. Voorgesteld alsof.
Denk je
een
goed
one an object.
Een goede manieren verpesten lekker
in relation to value. In betrekking tot waarde. In relation to surplus value. In betrekking tot meerwaarde, in relation to value, in betrekking tot waarde.
Some
is er een object.
Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel op waarde
to major zet. Van minor naar major. From large to small. Van groot naar klein. All about the body of matter. Allemaal over een stuk materie. Niets aan verloren als. nothing to lose if, niets aan verloren als,
eens gevonden,
raised, opgetild, binnen lowered, de context van domein, neergelaten, nothing gained,
goede manieren, gewonnen, beste lekker,
nothing lost, niets verloren, tot winst en one object, één voorwerp,
wat is dan de toepassing,
often found,
is there a justification for the mass,
is there a justification for the mass, is er een rechtvaardiging,
ze was niet zo slecht als je wel zou denken,
is there a justification in the context of
doelmatigheid,
in relation to quantity regardless of quality,
in relation to surplus value,
then is the viability tot meerwaarde.
Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat,
within the material relationship,
in betrekking tot kwantiteit,
what then is the viability,
in betrekking tot kwaliteit,
nothing
in relation to quantity regardless of quality,
in betrekking tot kwantiteit ongeacht kwaliteit,
may do appear
één een voorwerp,
nog goede manieren verpesten lekker eten,
op een plat vlak,
in relation to an increase in quantity regardless of quality,
in betrekking tot kwantiteit ongeacht kwaliteit,
often found within the context of effectiveness,
vaak gevonden binnen de context van doelmatigheid. Allemaal over een stuk materie.
From major to minor, from large to small.
Van minor naar major, van groot naar klein.
Some
niets aan verloren.
Niets aan verloren.
De voorwerpen.
Niets aan verloren.
Zijn.
Niets verloren.
Niets gewonnen.
Ze was niet zo slecht als je wel zou denken.
Geplaatst zijn op een plat vlak.
Made to
met een betrekking tot winst en verlies.
In relation te maken to hebben
met.
Place.
In betrekking te maken gehad hebben met plaatsen,
binnen een materiële verhouding,
niets aan verloren,
met een
relation to gains and losses, met een betrekking tot winst en verlies,
nothing to lose,
niets aan verloren, met een relation to gains and losses, met een betrekking tot winst en verlies,
often
found within the context of effectiveness. Vaak gevonden binnen de context van doelmatigheid.
From major to minor.
Een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven staat.
In relation to
an increase in quantity, regardless of quality.
In betrekking tot een toeneming in kwantiteit, ongeacht kwaliteit.
Within the context of effectiveness. Binnen de context van doelmatigheid. Some object. Een bepaald voorwerp. Sometime found.
Eens gevonden.
Within the context of effectiveness. Binnen de context van doelmatigheid. Not having a reasonable relation to. Niet een redelijke betrekking hebben tot. All about a body of matter. Allemaal over een stuk materie.
Niet te maken.
Only if within a material relationship. Alleen indien binnen een materiële verhouding,
niets gevonden.
Having to do
some
with
object.
Een bepaald voorwerp.
Sometime found.
Eens gevonden.
Within the context of effectiveness.
Binnen de context van doelmatigheid.
Nothing to lose.
Niets aan verloren.
With a relation to gains and losses.
Met een betrekking tot winst en verlies.
What then is the
voorgesteld alsof,
wat is dan de toepassing?
May do appear as, voorgesteld
is
alsof,
rechtvaardiging voor de massa?
One, an object, een,
one object,
een voorwerp,
een voorwerp,
in relation to value,
vaak
in betrekking
gevonden,
tot waarde,
in
relation to
in
surplus value, in betrekking tot meerwaarde.
Als je de dingen bevat, wat is er dan nog over?
In betrekking tot waarde.
Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan links?
Object, enige de voorwerpen.
Where
from minor to major,
waar
from minor naar major, from large to small, van groot naar klein,
in relation to quality,
all about a body of matter, allemaal over een stuk materie,
in
niets aan verloren als,
ongeacht kwaliteit,
nothing to lose
one
if,
an object,
niets aan verloren als,
having been
raised,
upon a plane,
opgetild,
zijn op
lowered,
vlak.
Neergelaten,
nothing
gained, niets gewonnen,
in
nothing lost,
kwantiteit,
niets verloren,
kwaliteit.
One
often
object,
found within the context
één
of
voorwerp,
vaak gevonden
found,
binnen de context van doelmatigheid.
Is there justification for the mass?
Materie.
Is er een,
een appel heet appel, omdat de naam appel binnen in de appel opgeschreven
in
staat.
In de context van doelmatigheid. Voorgesteld alsof
over een
one
stuk materie,
an object,
één
een voorwerp, in relation to value, in betrekking tot waarde, in relation to surplus value, in betrekking tot meerwaarde, in relation to value, in betrekking tot waarde.
Deze hier,
Some, the, deze hier, enige, de, voorwerken. From minor to major, van mineur naar major. From large to small, van groot naar klein. All about a body of matter. Allemaal over goede manieren, verpesten, lekker eten. Niets aan verloren als. Nothing to lose if. Niets aan verloren als. Raised, opgetild, lowered, neergelaten. Nothing gained, niets gewonnen. Nothing lost, niets verloren.
Ontvang je als je langs afkomt?
One object, één voorwerp.
Iets kopen voor een appel en een ei.
Is there justification?
Zij schijnen dat te willen
voor de mens.
Deze rechtvaardiging voor de. Ze was niet zo slecht als je wel zou denken. De reis voert van hier naar daar. Als je de dingen bevat, wat is er dan nog over? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is er dan links? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan juist? Als je de dingen bevat, wat is dan rechts? In goede manieren verpesten lekker eten.
Gezet.
En. Geplaatst,
not having to
raised,
opgetild,
lowered,
neergelaten,
not having a reasonable nothing
gained,
to.
Niets gewonnen, nothing lost,
nothing
niets
gained.
Verloren,
niets gewonnen.
One some object,
een bepaald voorwerp,
sometime
often found,
eens gevonden,
within the context of effectiveness.
Raised, opgetild,
lowered,
neergelaten.
Nothing gained,
niets gewonnen.
Nothing lost,
iets kopen voor een appel en een ei.
One object,
één voorwerp. Often found.
Jesus Christ, Nicholas.
Oh, holy shit, I can't believe we pulled it off. We pulled it off.
I know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Boggles the mind.
I mean,
yeah.
I understand that the Kaechung Studios are amongst the most technically advanced in the world. I realize that the engineers for this station were cherry-picked by hand by Solomon Bothwell from the finest, finest radio stations in Germany.
Yeah. I mean, genuine tone meisters. Tone meisters, certified. I mean, that's not a simple load of coursework there. That is rigor. That comes from a country built on rigor.
But, I had no idea we would be able to pull something as technically complex as today's episode off.
Oh, me neither, Steve. I mean, did you see how many microphones were out there? There must have been at least 6 to 8 separate microphones. Separate.
It was like a Swiss clock. It kicked ass. I can't even believe it.
Well, I mean, maybe a nice German clock.
Mm.
Not necessarily a Swiss one. I mean, the German ones are pretty good, too. I mean, that's where
they're... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if our engineers are coming from Germany, we can trust the clocks that they make in Germany. Or, you know, maybe Austria. Let's give them a hand, too.
Anyway... from Larry, Eero, Phil, me and Nicholas, all the people here at Kaechung, we wish you and yours a good night.
Bye, everyone.